Haunted Hotel, Tricked and Punished by Mistress. Just as one of our guests heads back to their room from the spa specialty, Miss Rachel's prostate milky massage, another decides to head down to the bar for a nightcap. Our weary traveler thinks getting out of his work suit and a nice stiff drink is just what he needs to come down for the day. Well, I happen to agree. He does need to get out of those clothes. And something stiff. Walking down the hall towards the elevator, all our guest can think about is getting to the lobby and ordering a drink. He plans to take another back to his room. He hasn't been sleeping well. Fitful sleep since he checked in. Dreams, or are they nightmares, wake him. He swears he can hear moaning, sometimes screaming, but always women's laughter. This hall seems dark, which is why he notices the light at the end. When he gets close, he sees that the light is coming from an open door. Curiosity gets the best of him, and he approaches the room. And there he sees, open on the bed, like a bowl of Halloween candy left on the porch, a suitcase filled with all sorts of frilly pretty things. Even before he knows what he's doing, he walks into the room. He hears the shower running. Thinking he wouldn't be interrupted, he starts looking through the suitcase. Oh, how he loves all the pretty lingerie. He can't help himself. He slips on the panties. And then the matching bra. Oh, and the stockings. They feel so amazing. No drink could ever make him, or shall we say her, feel this wonderful. Just then, he hears the shower shut off. Quickly, he tries to take off the bra, panties, and stockings, only to find that he can't. They won't come off. Panicked, he reaches for his clothes. They aren't there. Looking around, they are nowhere to be found. Knowing he's about to get caught, he decides to just leave. As he turns towards the door, that is when he sees her. A red-headed woman in a black corset. He is transfixed. She is beautiful. Letting his eyes wander down, that's when he sees that instead of a matching pair of panties, she has on a large black strap-on. Looking back up at her, she has a wicked smile on her face. I am Mistress K. Marie. I see you have found my proverbial bowl of candy. Every year I leave that suitcase out for trick or treat. It doesn't take long for it to entice one of you into my room to dig for treats. But it's all a trick. As she starts walking towards him, stroking that large strap-on cock, she says, "Now, this is no trick. It is time for a real treat. Bend over and beg." The next mistress, Erica, will be make sure you continue your stay at our lovely hotel. Until next time, take care.